This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are more secrets out today, this time about how U.S. intelligence agencies spend their money. The revelations are from documents leaked by Edward Snowden and published by The Washington Post. One headline, the CIA is doing better than the NSA. NPR's Tom Gelton has more.
We already knew how much the intelligence agencies were spending overall, about $50 billion a year. We did not know what that money was going for. Now we have an idea. The CIA is a winner. A leaked budget request for 2013 showed that intelligence officials wanted to spend 28% of their money on the CIA. A budget mistakenly released 20 years ago showed the CIA back then getting just over 10% of intel dollars. Meanwhile, both the NSA and the National Reconnaissance Office, or NRO, which operates satellites, now get less than they used to, relatively. Stephen Aftergood is at the Federation of American Scientists.
NRO used to be close to twice the budget of CIA, and NSA was 25% bigger than CIA. And now those numbers have nearly reversed, and it's CIA that is 50% bigger than those other agencies.
Part of this is due to the CIA's big role in going after terrorists. The budget showed $2.6 billion for covert action programs, which include drone operations. After 9/11, intel spending skyrocketed. In the new environment, it is shrinking. The document shows where.
This may be the single most interesting page. Some programs are being preserved or enhanced, while others are being cut.
Spending on cyber and communication intercepts is up. Spending on personnel and IT is down. The leaked document also reveals the gaps that existed as of last year, like what's up with Pakistan's nuclear weapons or any political intrigue in Russia. And about the new leadership in North Korea, intel officials admit to knowing next to nothing. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.